Contemplating today's gospel. Liturgical day, fifth Sunday of Easter. The gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Commentary by Father Joan Marquez from Girona, Spain. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Today the gospel offers us the allegory of the vine and the branches. Christ is the true vine, we are the branches, and the Father is the vine grower. The Father wants us all to bear abundant fruit. It is quite logical. The vine grower plants his vine so that it bears much fruit. If we set up a company, we want it to be profitable. Jesus insists, It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. You have been chosen. God has taken notice of you. Through the baptism, he has grafted you onto the true vine that is Christ. You have Christ's life, the Christian life. You own the main element to bear fruit, your union with Christ. For Jesus says it quite clearly, Without me, you can do nothing. St. Francis of Sales wrote, His strength is nothing but mildness. Nothing is so strong as gentleness, but nothing is so gentle as real strength. How many things have you been trying to do without Christ? The fruit the Father is expecting from us is that of the good deeds and the practice of the virtues. Which is the union with Christ that allows us to bear this fruit? Faith and charity, that is to remain in God's grace. When you live in God's grace, all your virtuous acts are specially pleasant fruits for the Father. They are deeds Jesus Christ does through you. They are Christ's deeds that glorify the Father and become a heaven for you. It is worth living always in God's grace. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. Throw them into a fire and they will be burned. This is a clear allusion to hell. Are you like a branch full of life? Let the Virgin Mary help us to increase the grace so that we can bear much fruit to glorify the Father.